We thank the Lord for gathering us here this morning.
我们感谢主，早上又能够再一次来召聚我们。
And we want to continue our study in the book of the Recovery.
那我们愿意再来读一下恢复的书信。
Because our brother a few weeks ago started sharing from Ezra and also into Haggai and Zechariah.
因为我们的弟兄在前几周开始带我们读以斯拉记读哈该书
And I feel after the summer conference the Lord has much more to say on the book of Haggai
那我的感觉是神在夏令会之后特别要在哈该书上继续有话要对我们来说
And so let's open up the scriptures to Haggai
那开始的时候请大家一同把圣经打开到哈该书
And we will only consider his first prophetic message
我们要来看哈该的第一个预言。
So Haggai is three books before the end of the Old Testament.
那哈该书是旧约倒数第三本。
And so we will start reading from verse 2 through verse 5.
我们要来看第一章第二节到第五节。
Thus speaks the Lord of hosts, saying, This people say the time has not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built.Then the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet, saying, Is it time for you yourself to dwell in your panel houses and this temple to lie in ruins? Now therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways.
万军之耶和华如此说，这百姓说，建造耶和华殿的时候尚未到达。那时耶和华的话临到先知哈该说这殿仍然荒凉你们自己还住天花板的房屋吗现在万军之耶和华如此说你们要省察自己的行为
Verse 7 Thus says the Lord of hosts consider your ways go up to the mountains and bring wood build the temple that I may take pleasure in it and be glorified says the Lord
第七节万军之耶和华如此说你们要省察自己的行为你们要上山取木料建造这殿我就因此喜乐且得荣耀这是耶和华说的
And we want to focus on verse 8 Go up to the mountains So speaking of the higher ground The heaven's tableland that we just sang
那我们特别要注意的是第八节这里讲到主说你们要上山取木料这跟我们刚才唱的诗歌当中那里讲的那更高之处是相关联的
And then finally verse 12This is the people's response. Then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obey the voice of the Lord their God, and the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God has sent him, and the people feared the presence of the Lord.
然后我们要来看第十二节，这里是众人向着主的回应。那时撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约撒达的儿子大祭司约书亚并剩下的百姓都听从耶和华他们神的话和先知哈该奉耶和华他们神差来所说的话百姓也在耶和华面前存敬畏的心
Let's look to the Lord in prayer
让我们在祷告当中继续仰望主的带领
Lord we thank you you want to lead us to higher ground
主我们感谢你因为你要带我们到更高之处
Lord we're thankful you want to show us more about yourself
主我们也感谢你你愿把自己更多的启示出来
So we pray Lord speak your servants are listening
所以主我们祷告请你说主你的仆人静听
We pray for the speaking of the word the translating of the word and the hearing of your word
我们为着讲的为着翻的为着听的要来祷告
May your word be spoken this morning to every heart
愿您的话语今天能够无拦阻地说进每一个人的心里
In Jesus' name we pray
奉主耶稣的名祷告
Amen
Amen
So this prophecy of Haggai occurred at a critical junctionof the remnant.
那哈该先知他是在渔民他们这个历史性的关口。
And we recall how the remnant returned to Jerusalem.
那我们都记得渔民他们是如何能够回到耶路撒冷。
About 50,000 Jews left their home in Persia to return to Jerusalem.
当时大概有五万个犹太人他们离开自己在波斯的家来到了耶路撒冷。
And their hearts were stirred to rebuild the house of God.
他们的心被挑动要来重建耶和华的殿
At first everything went well
一开始的时候事情好像一切平顺
They built the altar
他们建了圣殿他们建了祭坛
They offered sacrifices
他们也在上面献祭
They observed the feast
他们也守节
They laid the foundation of the temple
他们也把殿的根基立了下来
We would think everything looked good
好像我们感觉一切事情都非常的好
But the enemy noticed
然而仇敌却开始注意到
He used the Samaritans
然后他们就用撒玛利亚人
And so who are the Samaritans?
那撒玛利亚人是谁呢
They were a compromised people
他们是那些有
compromise, a mixture, mix.
他们是这个中间有混杂的一些人。
Because they mix Judaism and idolatry.
因为他们把犹太教和拜偶像混杂在了一起。
They distorted the word of God.
他们也篡改了神的话。
But the Samaritans wanted to join in on building the house of God.
但撒玛利亚人他们想要一起来建神的殿。
But the people of God refused. They stood on the Lord's side.
然而神的子民他们却站在主的这边，他们拒绝了撒玛利亚人这样的要求。
And because the Samaritans were not allowed, to join in, they then, began to discourage, trouble, and frustrate the remnant.
那因为撒玛利亚人被拒绝来建殿，所以他们就试图来劝阻、来困扰和挫败这些渔民。
And they also brought a false accusation to the Persian king.Artaxerxes.
并且他们也在这个亚哈随鲁王的面前来诬告犹大人。
And this Persian king then by force the work to rebuild the house of God to stop and to cease.
然后波斯王就下令要停止建造圣殿。
And so for more than 15 years, there was no work done in the house of God.
所以在之后有15年在神的殿中就没有任何的工作。
And this was when the Lord raised up Haggai and Zechariah.
那正是在这个时候神就兴起了哈该和撒加利亚。
And so we must heed these words of Haggai.
所以我们要特别的来留意哈该他的话。
Because this time was no different from our time.
因为那时与我们今时并无区别。
We will see his time is similar to our time.
我们看到在两个时代有很多的相似之处。
Because in both cases, the people of God need to be awakened.
因为在同样的两个时代，神的子民都需要醒过来。
And so there's an urgency for the Lord's house to be made ready.
同样都需要有一个紧迫性，让神的家能够准备好。
So from Haggai's first message, we want to consider three things today.
所以借着哈该的第一个预言，我们愿来思想三件事。
First off, God's heart for the house of God.
第一个，我们要来看神向着他的殿有怎样的心意。
And then second, this phrase that was repeated twice in the passage we read, consider your ways.
那第二个就是在刚才我们的读的经节当中，有一句话被重复了两次。哈该说：“你们要省察自己的行为。”
And then finally, going up to the mountain provides the material for the house of God.
那第三就是刚才我们读到说要上山取料，为建造神的殿来预备材料。
And so first we want to look at God's heart for the house of God.
那首先我们要来看神向着他自己的殿有怎样的心意。
Because twice he said the house was in ruins.
因为有两次神提到他的殿荒凉。
So why was the Lord so focused on his house?
为什么神是这样来关心他自己的殿呢？
And so we must go back to the beginning of scriptures.
所以我们要回到圣经的起初。
God's heart was to dwell with his people.
神愿与他的子民同住。
And it was said that God breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life.
并且在一开始的时候讲到神将生气吹进人的鼻孔里。
And this made Adam more unique and different from all other creation and animals.
那这就让亚当与其他被造之物都不相同。
Because no other animals were breathed in with the breath of life.
因为其他的动物神都没有把生气吹进他们的鼻孔里。
And so man was given the spirit, the capacity to communicate and fellowship with God.
所以神把灵赐给人，让人能够与神相交。
So from the very beginning, we see God wanted to dwell with his people.
所以从起初我们就看到神愿与他的子民同住。
He wanted to have this heart-to-heart fellowship.
他盼望有心与心之间的交通。
And he wanted to share his heart's desire.
并且他愿把自己心的心愿来交通出来。
And so his people will respond to his heart.
好叫他的子民能够向着他的心愿有所回应。
And so that's why in the midst of the garden we find the tree of life.
这就是为什么我们在伊甸园的当中看到的生命树。
Because partaking that tree of life would mean that the life of Christ would be the life of man.
因为亚当越吃，如果吃着树的话，那神的生命就会成为人的生命。
And we even see in the early days, what communication there was between Adam and the Lord.
并且在最初的时候我们也看到亚当和神之间他们有怎样的一个交通。
So the Lord said, it's not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper, comparable to him.
因为神当时说那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶帮助他。
And how did the Lord know?
主是怎么知道呢？
Because there was communication fellowship between the Lord and Adam.
因为在主和亚当之间，当时他们有美好的交通。
And even when we see Adam was naming the animals,
我们也看到，当亚当来为着这些动物取名的时候
，The Lord brought each animal to Adam.
那神就把每一个动物带到亚当的面前。
So the Lord saw what Adam would name each animal. This one's a giraffe. This one's a crocodile. He named the animal in the presence of the Lord.
然后亚当就在神的面前来为所有的动物取名，这是一个长颈鹿，这是一个鳄鱼。
And so Adam could not find a helpmate.
但是亚当却没有遇见他的配偶。
So the Lord put Adam to sleep.
所以神就让亚当睡着。
And created Eve.
然后就造了夏娃。
And this, Adam said, "This is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh."
然后亚当才说，这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
And so we know this is pointing to this great mystery, Christ in the church.
当然我们也知道这是指着基督和教会来说的。
And so God continued to speak to Adam and Eve.
然后神就继续向亚当和夏娃来说话。
Because his purpose is out of this first family, many will come forth, and he will dwell with his people.
因为他的心愿是从这两个人能够产出许多的儿女来，让他能够与他的子民同住。
And so when Adam and Eve fell, Adam and Eve hid themselves when they heard the sound of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of day.
所以那后来亚当和夏娃犯罪，他们失败了，然后天起了凉风。当耶和华在园中行走的时候，我们看到亚当和夏娃他们就躲避。
Because God was still looking for fellowship.
那时神仍然想要找人来交通。
But men had to hid themselves from the presence of the Lord.
然而人不得不躲避耶和华的面。
And even though man fell, God's heart was for his house continue.
虽然人会失败，但神向着他的殿的心意却继续往下进行。
And throughout scriptures, we find his heart for his house.
在圣经当中，我们能够慢慢摸着神向着他的殿的心意。
Look at Jacob.
我们看一看雅各。
He saw in a dream a ladder was set up on the earth, and its top reached to heaven, and there the angels of God was ascending and descending on it.
那雅各曾梦见有一个梯子立在地上，梯子的头顶着天，有神的使者在梯子上上去下来。
And Jacob, he felt so unworthy. He was afraid.
那雅各当时觉得自己何等的不配，他心中非常的惧怕。
And he said, "How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven."
他就说，这地方何等可畏，这不是别的，乃是神的殿，也是天的门。
And so he named the place Bethel.
所以他就给那地取名叫伯特利。
Which means the house of God.
就是神的殿的意思。
And so we know, from the New Testament that our Lord Jesus is the ladder connecting from heaven to earth.
从新约我们也知道，主耶稣就是那梯子，他能够把天和地相连。
Our Lord Jesus is the house of God.
我们的主耶稣也是神的殿。
And so when we look through the Old Testament and New Testament,
所以当我们来读旧约也读新约的时候
we see this connection of his house and glory.
我们看到神的殿与荣耀之间是相连的。
Even what we just read, it says, the Lord said, "Build a temple that I may take pleasure in it and be glorified."
就像我们刚才读到的，主借着哈该说，建造这殿，我就因此喜乐且得荣耀。
Our brothers tells us when our Lord is satisfied, there's glory.
那读经的弟兄告诉我们，当神的心得着满足的时候，荣耀就显现出来。
So the Lord wants to take pleasure in His house.
所以主要因他的殿喜乐。
The house is to be His delight.
并且他要因他的殿喜乐。
And out of that His delight for the church comes glory.
那因着他的教会得着喜乐，就能够有荣耀显现出来。
And so in the Old Testament time, there were times when the house of God was filled with glory.
所以在旧约的时候，有时神的殿当中会充满了荣耀。
And because his heart was satisfied.
因为在那里我们看到神的心得着了满足。
And his glory filled the place.
然后荣耀就充满那地。
And what was significant about each occurrence was the ark was there.
那在每一次神荣耀显现的当中，我们都会看到在那里有约柜的出现。
And we want to emphasize here, the house of God was for the ark.
那我们想要特别强调的就是神的殿是为着约柜。
Let's look at two examples.
我们举两个例子。
Moses.
摩西。
He constructed the tabernacle.
他就建了这个约柜。
Inside the tabernacle, there's a holy of holies.
在建了帐幕，在帐幕当中有至圣所。
Inside the holy of holies, there was the ark of covenant.
并且在至圣所当中有约柜。
The ark was what made the tabernacle unique.
那是因着约柜让帐幕成为不同。
And the ark represented the presence of the Lord.
约柜也代表着神的同在。
Because above the ark there was the mercy seat.
因为在约柜以上有施恩座。
And the New Testament tells us our Lord Jesus is that mercy seat.
新约告诉我们，主耶稣就是那施恩座。
Because he paid that price of his life, we have received mercy.
因为他以自己的生命为我们献上赎价，我们才能够得着怜悯。
And it's above that mercy seat that God said to Moses, "And there I will meet you, and I will speak with you from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubims which are on the ark of the testimony, about everything which I will give you in commandment to the children of Israel."
并且主也对摩西说，我要在那里，就是这施恩座上与你相会，又要从法柜施恩座上二基路伯中间和你说我所要吩咐你传给以色列人的一切事。
And so God spoke to Moses face to face.
耶和华与摩西是面对面说话。
God spoke to Moses as a man speaks to his friend.
神与摩西说话好像人与朋友说话一般。
God fellowship with Moses.
神与摩西有交通。
When the tabernacle was completed,
当帐幕建好的时候
we read in Exodus 40,
那我们在出埃及记四十章当中看到
the cloud covered the tabernacle of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Moses was not able to enter the tabernacle of meeting because the cloud rested above it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
那时云彩遮盖了会幕，耶和华的荣光就充满了帐幕。摩西不能进会幕，因为云彩停在其上，并且耶和华的荣光充满了帐幕。
So the Shekinah glory filled the tabernacle.
所以神同在的荣光充满了帐幕。
And so now we go a couple centuries later, we look at David.
那我们要下面往下进行几个世纪来看一看大卫。
David knew the heart of the Lord.
大卫是一个来寻求神的心意的人。
He knew the Lord wanted a dwelling place.
他知道主想要一个居所。
The people of God focused on the tabernacle that was at Shiloh and then that was at Gibeon.
当时大部分神的儿女，他所注意的是神在示罗或者在基遍的那个物理的那个帐幕。
The ark was not in the tabernacle.
然而约柜却不在那个帐幕的里面。
The ark was in fact forgotten by the people of God.
当时神的儿女已经忘记了约柜。
And so David had to go find the ark.
所以大卫要去找到约柜在哪里。
And he brought the ark to Jerusalem.
他就把约柜带到了耶路撒冷。
And so David was dwelling in his house.
当时大卫住在自己的宫殿的里边。
He considered where the ark was.
他就在想神的约柜在哪儿呢。
Because he saw the ark dwell in tent curtains while he dwelt in a house of cedar.
那他当时住在香柏木的宫中，而神的约柜反在幔子里。
Other kings will be concerned with their own house, their land, their kingdom.
其他的王所在意的可能是自己的宫殿、他的这个土地、他的国。
David was concerned about the Lord.
然而大卫所在乎的却是神。
The ark was not in the house.
然而神的约柜却不在他的殿里。
The ark was dwelling within tent curtains.
当时这个约柜是在一个幔子里。
But he knew God wanted a house.
但他知道神想要一个居所。
And this became a burden in his heart that he could not sleep.
所以这就成为大卫心中的一个负担，甚至让他夜不能眠。
And we know the Lord, when he spoke the word through Nathan, the Lord said, I have never requested, for anyone to build the house.
那当时神就借着拿单对大卫说，我从来没有让你们为我来建一个殿宇。
And so the Lord told David that David would not build the house because he was a man that shed much blood.
所以后来神就告诉大卫说，你不能为我建殿，因为你的手曾流多人的血。
But the Lord said, I will set up your seed after you, who will come from your body, and I will establish his kingdom.He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever.
但是他却对大卫说，我必使你的后裔接续你的位，我也必坚定他的国，他必为我的名建造殿宇，我必坚定他的国位直到永远。
And so David spent the rest of his life preparing the materials for the house of the Lord.
所以大卫的余生都尽力来为耶和华的殿预备材料。
He prepared the Levites.
他也预备了利卫人。
He prepared the priests.
祭司
the musicians and the gatekeepers,
那些唱诗奏乐的和守门的。
Everyone who would serve in God's house.
每一个在主的殿里，在神的殿里来侍奉他的。
And so Solomon, his son, built the temple.
所以所罗门是大卫的儿子，他后来建了殿。
Solomon completed the temple.
并且大卫所罗门建成了殿。
The temple was dedicated to the Lord.
那殿就被归圣为给神。
Because the temple belongs to the Lord.
因为殿是属于神的。
And the ark was brought into the house of God.
然后约柜就被带到了神的殿里。
As the priests came out of the Holy of Holies, the trumpeters and singers were as one to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord.
那当时这吹号的唱歌的都一起发声，声和为一，赞美耶和华。
Then the house of the Lord was filled with a cloud, so that the priests could not continue ministering because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the house of God.
那然后耶和华的殿就有云重充满，甚至祭司都不能站立供职，因为耶和华的荣光充满了神的殿。
And this is very significant.
那这是非常重要的。
What we see here is the house of God is the Lord's. The house was dedicated to the Lord.
我们首先看到的就是神的殿是属于神的，因为那时殿建好了，要归于耶和华为圣。
Then we see the presence of the Lord as seen in the ark was in the house.
然后我们也看到耶和华的同在，就是这个约柜在殿的当中。
And then we see the Levitical and priestly ministry were one.
然后我们看到祭司与利未人在殿里同心的服侍。
The Shekinah glory filled the temple.
然后我们看到神同在的荣光就充满了圣殿。
But we know because of the people's wickedness and idolatry.
但我们也知道后来因为以色列人他们诡诈，他们拜偶像。
From Ezekiel's vision, the glory of the Lord departed from the temple.
在以西结所看到的异象里，神的荣耀就从圣殿离开了。
Then the first temple was destroyed by the Babylonians.
然后巴比伦人就把第一个所建的圣殿摧毁了。
Then we come to this building of the second temple.
然后我们就看到又建起了第二个圣殿。
And we notice there's something different.
在那里有一些不同。
In the captivity era, the ark disappeared. The ark was gone.
以色列人被掳的时候，这个约柜就丢失了。
But even when the second temple was completed, there was no Shekinah glory of the Lord.
当第二个圣殿建起来的时候，在里边就不再有神同在的荣光。
But the Lord said, I will fill this temple with glory.
但主却说，我要使这殿满了荣耀。
The glory of the latter temple shall be greater than the former.
这殿后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀。
So what is this temple that the Lord is referring to?
那主在这里讲到的这个殿是什么殿呢？
So we realize too what the Lord told David.
我们想到主对大卫所说的。
There was only a partial fulfillment in Solomon building the first temple.
好像在所罗门建起第一个殿的时候，在那里只有一部分的预言得着了满足。
Because Solomon's kingdom was not established forever.
因为所罗门的国并没有持续到永远。
And there was only a partial fulfillment in Zerubbabel building the second temple.
那当所罗巴伯来建第二圣殿的时候，好像也只是部分的满足了神所说的。
Because Zerubbabel was not a king. He had no kingdom. He had no throne.
因为那时所罗巴伯他不是一个国王，他没有自己的国，他也没有那个宝座。
Zerubbabel was only a governor.
所罗巴伯只不过是一个省长。
So in both cases of Solomon and Zerubbabel, they represented only a partial fulfillment.
所以不管是所罗门还是所罗巴伯，他们都只不过部分的满足了那个预言。
Because the word of the Lord is fully realized in our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of David.
因为耶和华所说的话只在他自己的儿子主耶稣基督的身上得以完全的成就。
The Lord is building His church today.
主今天也在建造他的殿。
And this church is a spiritual house.
就是他的教会，这教会是一个属灵的宫殿。
The church is not a physical building you go to on Sundays.
讲到教会，不是说我们主日来到了这个物理上的位置。
The church is spiritual.
教会是属灵的。
The church is the Lord Jesus Christ and His people gather in His name.
教会讲到的就是主耶稣和他的子民在他的名下一起相聚。
For when there are two or three gathering in His name, there He is in the midst.
当圣经告诉我们，若有两三人奉他的名聚集，他就在他们当中。
So the church is Christ and His people gather under the authority of His name.
所以教会就是讲到基督并他的子民在他的名下服他的权柄。
So when we read 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12,
对我们读到在哥林多前书12章12节那里讲到
It says, For even as the body is one and has many members,
就如身子是一个却有许多肢体
But all the members of the body, being many, are one body,
而且肢体虽多仍是一个身子
So also is the Christ.
那最后讲到说基督也是这样
And when we look at this verse, we make a puzzle about it.
我们读这一节圣经的时候，感觉这里好像有一个谜语似的。
We understand body is one and has many members.
我们都能够明白说有一个身体，身体上有许多肢体。
So we would think Paul should have said, "So also is the church, because it's the body."
那我们最后觉得保罗应该说教会也是这样，因为教会是主的身体。
Why did Paul said?So also is the Christ when referring to the body.
但为什么保罗在讲到主的身体的时候，最后却说基督也是这样
？It's because you cannot separate head from the body.
因为你没有办法把身体与头分开。
They are together.
他们是在一起的。
The church is Christ Himself with His people under His name and authority.
因为教会就是主耶稣并他的儿女在他的名下
And the church is to reflect the fullness of Christ
那教会要来彰显主耶稣他完全的丰富
The church is to have the very character of Christ
并且教会要有主自己的性情
The church is the bride of Christ
因为教会就是主耶稣的心腹
So the building of the church is going on today
所以教会建造的工作在今天仍在继续进行
And one day it will be completed
有一天它必要成就
At the end of Revelation we see the New Jerusalem
在启示录的最后我们看到新的耶路撒冷
John proclaimed Behold the tabernacle of God is with man And he will dwell with them And they shall be his people God himself will be with them And be their God
约翰也在那里宣告说看哪、啊、神的帐幕在人间他要与人同住他们要做他的子民神要亲自与他们同在做他们的神
And so God will be with them So we will have fellowship through eternity
对神要与他们同住并且他们要有永远的交通
And we have been called to join in on that eternal fellowship between God the Father and God the Son in the Holy Spirit
我们也被召要进入父神子神与圣灵永远的交通的里边
And it's to this new Jerusalem the Lord says This is my resting place forever Here I will dwell for I have desired it
那神也对这新耶路撒冷说这是我永远安息之所我要住在这里因为是我所愿意的
So the glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former
所以我们就回想到刚才读到说这殿后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀
So in the new Jerusalem everything is a reflection of Christ
在新耶路撒冷里每一件事情都能够反映出基督
Everything shows forth the character of Christ
每一件事情都能够彰显基督的性情
What are the characteristics of the house of God?
那神的殿的特点是什么呢
And so from Revelation we see the house of God is where our Lord Jesus is the head
从启示录我们看到哪里主耶稣是头那里就是神的殿
The house of God is where there's first love for the Lord
哪里有向着主起初的爱那里就是神的殿
The house of God is where there's ministry to the Lord and to one another
哪里我们是服侍主也彼此服侍那里就是神的殿
The house of God is where there's the testimony of Jesus
哪里有主耶稣的见证那里就是神的殿
And finally, the house of God is where the Lord is glorified
哪里主耶稣能够得着荣耀那里就是神的殿
So the Lord is building his church
所以主在建造他的殿
Our Lord Jesus said to Peter I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it
那主曾对彼得说我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上阴间的权柄不能胜过他
So throughout the centuries he has been building his church to be his dwelling place
在历世历代主在建造他的殿成为他自己的居所
To be the place where he desires to be the place where he's satisfied and glorified
能成为他心所愿的能够成为让他心意得着满足让他得着荣耀的
He is working towards the new Jerusalem
他在为着新耶路撒冷来预备。
But when we come to Haggai's time,
但当我们来到哈该书的时候
The remnant said the time has not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built.
这百姓却说建造耶和华殿的时候尚未到。
They could no longer discern the Lord's timing.
他们已经不再能够识别出神的时间。
They could not discern the Lord's heart for his house.
他们也不能够察觉神向着他的殿有怎样的心意。
And they could not discern the Lord's will.
他们也没有办法明白神的旨意。
Previously, their hearts were stirred up.
曾经他们的心被挑起来过。
But due to difficulties, they stopped.
然而因着他们所经历的苦难心愿却放下了。
And they became occupied with different things.
他们个人好像被其他不同的事情所占据。
They began building their own homes.
他们开始建造自己的房屋。
They settled down with the norm.
他们在自己的生活里面慢慢安定下来。
Even though they walked by and saw the house of God in ruins, they felt it was no longer the time for them to build the house.
他们经过神的殿看到里面一片荒凉的时候却觉着现在还未到建造主殿的时候。
And so the house of God was no longer their priority.
所以神的殿对他们来说不再是一个重点。
And so this is when the Lord raised up the prophets to remind his people.
所以这时神兴起了哈该要来提醒他的儿女。
And we read in Haggai that twice he said, consider your ways.
我们在哈该书当中看到主两次提醒他们要省察自己的行为。
This was a challenge, from the Lord to the remnant.
这是主对渔民的一个挑战。
Consider your ways.
省察自己的行为。
And when we look in the Hebrew, Hebrew language,
我们如果来看希伯来话这句话是怎么说？
This word consider means set your heart.
那省察就是讲要把你的心思放在这些事上。
So consider your ways means set your heart upon your ways.
省察自己行为就是要把你的心思来放在你的行为的上边。
So this is not a casual thinking or a casual considering.
这不是一个非常随意的省察。
What Bible scholars tell us that this phrase means consider what you have been doing, what you are doing now, and whatThese things would lead to.
那圣经的学者就告诉我们，这是让我们来好好的思想，我们做了些什么，我们正要做什么，这些事情会有怎样的后果。
So we have to give complete thought with our hearts when we are considering.
所以我们要把心思全然的放在这件事情，当我们来省察的时候。
So our time is like Haggai's time.
我们现在的时间与哈该当时的时间并无不同。
The Lord in the past has spoken words to us.
主在过去对我们说过话。
And the Lord is reminding us to consider our ways.
并且主也提醒我们要来省察我们的行为。
Look at the first message that our brother Lucio gave.
我们想一想 Lucio 弟兄在夏令会时给我们讲的第一场信息。
At the end of his first message, he said, power comes from character.
那最后他讲到说能力从性情而来。
So this is a message on considering our ways.
这也是一个让我们来省察自己行为的信息。
Because do we have the character of a kingdom character of Christ today?
因为我们今天有没有那个国度的性情呢？
And that is what will prepare us for His return.
这是能够让我们来预备主耶稣再来的。
And so Christ is looking for His character to be expressed in His people.
那基督要看到的是他的性情在他的儿女当中能够被彰显出来。
So consider our ways, the Lord is coming.
所以愿我们来省察自己的行为，因为主就要再来了。
Where are we going?
我们会去哪里呢？
So may it be that we respond to this call to consider our ways.
盼望我们能够向着主省察你的行为这样的挑战能够有所回应。
Because this call is the call of the hour.
因为这是对我们的呼召。
And so the Lord is calling us today to consider our ways in light of His return.
所以主是要我们在他回来这个前提下来思想我们的行为。
To each of the seven churches, our Lord said, He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church.
在启示录当中，主对那七个教会说，圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
So we thank the Lord, He reminds us, consider our ways.
所以我们感谢主，因为他提醒我们要省察自己的行为。
And this, then brings us to the command of the Lord.
然后我们就想到主的另一个命令。
Go up to the mountains, bring wood, and build a temple that I may take pleasure in it and be glorified.
你们要上山取木料建造这殿，我就因此喜乐且得荣耀。
And our brother song leading did quite a job making us think about the mountains.
那刚才领诗的弟兄实在是非常好的提醒我们能够来想象那个高山。
But what does it mean to go up to the mountains?
但这个上山到底是意味着什么呢？
What is the Lord saying for us today?
今天主向我们所说的又是什么呢？
In Revelation 21:10, the Apostle John wrote, and he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God.
在启示录二十一章第十节那里，使徒约翰被圣灵感动，天使就带他到了一座高大的山，将那由神那里从天而降的圣城耶路撒冷指示于他。
It is from the mountain John beholded the New Jerusalem.
是在那山上，约翰看到了新耶路撒冷。
So it is from the mountain we are to behold the church in all her fullness and her glory.
并且也同样是在山上，我们能够来看到这个主的教会所彰显出来那个全然的荣耀。
And so we want to consider three things about what it means to go up to the mountain.
所以讲到上山的话，我们想从三点来看。
First off, what a city that John saw.
第一个就是约翰所看到的是何等的一座城。
The city came down out of heaven, having the glory of God.
那城从神那里从天而降，充满了荣耀。
So as the psalmist reminds us, look at the dimension, look at the walls, look at the height of the walls.
那这是写诗的就提醒我们要来看一看这个尺寸，看一看它的城墙，这个城墙到底有多么高。
Look at the gates, look at the materials, look at the foundation stones.
也看一看它的城门，看一看它的材料。
So the city that is to come is beyond description.
这个将要来的城是超乎我们言语所能够来表达的。
And the city is to be the dwelling place of God.
这个城要成为主耶和华的居所。
The city is mainly spiritual and not necessarily physical.
那当然讲到这城，我想更多的是属灵上的，而不是必须讲到这个物质上的。
And so when we talk about building the church, we're talking about the spiritual building and not a physical structure.
所以讲到建造教会，更多讲到的也是属灵上的建造，而不是要来建造这个物理上的一个建筑。
And so the church is spiritual.
那教会是属灵的。
Secondly, this mountain is not a physical mountain.
第二，这座山也不是一个物理上的山。
What is this mountain?
这个山是什么山呢？
Our Lord Jesus said and commanded us to go to our inner chamber and shut the door.
那主耶稣也曾提醒我们，要我们进内屋关上门。
This is found in Matthew 6:6.
那这是在马太福音六章六节那里讲到的。
And it is within this inner chamber we behold the presence of the Lord.
是在这内室里，我们能够来瞻仰主的荣耀。
And he reveals to us what is on his heart and what he is building.
他把他的心愿和他所想要建造的能够启示给我们。
So going up to the mountain means that we go into the inner chambers to spend time in his word.In His presence.
所以上山也同样讲到的是我们进入到内室来寻求，来向主祷告。
So this means our reading of the word cannot be casual.
所以也讲到我们在读主的话的时候不能够非常的随意。
Nor can the reading of the word be academic.
但是也同样讲到我们读主的话也不是纯粹的学术性的。
It has to be done in the spirit.
要在灵的带领的里边来读他的话。
We have to spend time in His presence to read His word.
我们读他话的时候，也要花时间在主的同在的里边。
We have to consider what He's saying.
我们要来思想他到底在说什么。
And it's in reading the word that we hear His voice.
是在读主话的时候，我们盼望能够听到他向我们说话。
And there's another aspect of reading the word.
那讲到读圣经还有另外一个方面。
There has to be the translation of the spoken word into our hearts.
要主能够把这个写出来的话来翻译，让我们能够听得懂。
We have to heed what we have heard at the summer conference.
我们要来留意我们在夏令会所听到的。
We have to heed what we hear on Sundays.
我们也要来留意我们在主日所听到的。
And we also have to heed what our brothers and sisters fellowship with us.
我们也同样应当留意弟兄姐妹在平日里与我们所交通和分享的。
We are reminded that the Bereans received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so.
夏令会的时候，我们也被提醒说，比利亚那里的人，他们甘心领受这道，天天查考圣经，要晓得这道是与不是。
So the Bereans study the word of God daily.
比利亚的圣徒们，他们天天查考圣经。
They heard the word of Paul, and then they took the words of Paul and then searched the scriptures.
他们听到了保罗所说的话，就去查考圣经。
So they dig into the word of God.
他们要仔细地研读主的话。
And they search the scriptures daily.
并且他们是天天来查考圣经。
And also in this inner chamber, this is where we spend time praying in His presence.
并且在内室也是我们能够花时间在主的同在里祷告的时候。
And so this is when we begin to see what is on His heart.
那这也是我们能够来明白主的心意的时候。
By communing in the presence of the Lord.
因为我们能够在他的同在里与他有所交通。
Throughout scriptures, we often read how our Lord Jesus withdrew himself to the mountainside to pray.
在圣经当中，我们常常看到主耶稣，他就上到高山，在那里向神祷告。
Because he was seeking his Father's will.
因为他在那里要寻求父神的旨意。
And so he even taught us how to pray. That's not for our own will, but it is for his kingdom to come and his will be done.
他也教导我们如何祷告，不是为我们自己的旨意，而是为着他的国降临，他的旨意成就。
And so, what does it mean for His will to be done today?
那今天要神的旨意成就是什么意思呢？
Paul prayed for the church.
保罗为教会祷告，这样说。
And so he prayed for God's heart for the church may be fully accomplished.
他为着神向着教会的心意能够成就而祷告。
To Galatia.He said, My little children, for whom I labor in birth again until Christ is formed in you.
对加拉太人，他这样祷告说，我小子啊，我为你们再受生产之苦，直到基督成形在你们心里。
And also he prayed for the church in Ephesus that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him.
他还为以弗所的教会祷告说：“求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。”
So when we go before the Lord to pray,
所以当我们在神的同在里祷告的时候
，He reveals and shows His heart to us.
他就把他的心意来启示给我们。
He communes with us and us with Him.
我们与他，他与我们能够有甜美的交通。
And He shares with us what is the will for the church.
并且他也把自己向着教会的心意能够启示给我们。
And we began to know how to pray for His will to be done.
然后我们才知道该如何为着他的旨意成就来祷告。
And thirdly, what does this going up to the mountain mean?
那第三个讲到我们要上到高山。
It means we are the materials for the house of God.
是说我们要成为主耶稣建造圣殿的这个材料。
I encourage you to do a detailed study of Revelation 21.
我鼓励大家来仔细的来看一看在启示录21章当中所讲到的。
Because when we look at the New Jerusalem, what do we see?
因为当我们来看新耶路撒冷的时候，在里边我们能看到什么呢？
We see precious stones.
我们能看到各样的宝石。
We see pearls.
我们看到有珍珠。
We see gold like transparent glass.
我们也在那里看到金晶，它好像透明的玻璃一样。
Everything in the New Jerusalem has the character of Christ.
在新耶路撒冷当中，每一个材料都来彰显了主耶稣。
But do we know we are that material?
但我们也知道，我们并不是这样的材料。
I mean, we are the materials for the New Jerusalem.
我们是要来建造耶路撒冷的材料。
And so we look at ourselves today, and we're like, this is impossible.
但我们看一看今天自己的光景，觉着怎么可能呢？
How can we be like gold, like transparent glass?
我们怎么可能成为那个像透明的玻璃一样的晶晶呢？
How can we be precious stones?
我们怎么又能成为那样的宝石呢？
How can we be pearls?
我们又怎么能够配得上珍珠呢？
So as our brother reminded us, Paul wrote, But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit.Of the Lord.
所以弟兄也提醒我们说，我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
So the Holy Spirit is the one responsible for doing the changes.
所以圣灵要为着我们里边的转变来负责。
We cannot by ourselves change ourselves to be gold, precious stones, and pearls.
我们凭着自己没有办法变成宝石、珍珠和金晶。
So the Holy Spirit brings us to different circumstances where we may be made like Christ.
但圣灵带我们经历各样的环境，让我们慢慢能够磨成基督的形象。
When we obey Him, more of His character is shown in our lives.
当我们顺服的时候，基督的性情就更多从我们生命里边流淌出来。
And so the Holy Spirit uses the work of the cross.
所以圣灵是用十字架来在我们里面工作。
But as our brothers in the past have emphasized, the cross is our friend.
但过往的弟兄曾提醒我们，十字架是我们的朋友。
It is only through the work of the cross that gold, precious stones, and pearls are formed.
唯有借着十字架的工作，在我们里面才能够有那宝石、珍珠、金晶一般的性情制作出来。
So this is the positive side of the cross.
所以讲到十字架，这是它积极的一面。
Because the cross deals with our self-life.
因为十字架能够来对付我们里面的己生命。
And the result of the work of the cross is we may have His character.
那十字架这个工作的结局就是让我们里面能够生出主耶稣的性情。
And so everything in the New Jerusalem has the character of Christ.
在新耶路撒冷当中，每一样的事物和材料都显出了基督的性情。
The Holy Spirit has done such a work to prepare the materials for the New Jerusalem.
并且圣灵也要借着奇妙的工作来为着这新耶路撒冷来预备材料。
God is fully satisfied.
让神能够得着全然的满足。
And there's the glory of God.
然后我们在那里能够看到神的荣耀显现出来。
So we emphasize here that when we go up to the mountain, we become the materials for the house of God.
所以我们在这里所讲的就是当我们上到高山的时候，我们自己就成为了建造神的殿的材料。
And out of that, we bring what we have become to our gathering together.
从那里我们就能够把我们所领受的来带到我们的聚集里面。
And so as Ephesians 4:15 and 16 say, we may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ.
那就像以弗所书四章十五到十六节那里讲到，让我们凡事长进，连于元首基督。
From whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies,
全身都靠他联络的合适，百节各按各职。
According to the effective working by which every part does its shares.
照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长。
Causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love.
在爱中建立自己。
And so as we spend time in our inner chambers with the Lord,
所以当我们在内室与主交通的时候，
we meet the Lord.
我们能够与他相会。
We are changed.
我们也被他改变。
We are transformed from glory to glory.
让我们得以改变，荣上加荣。
And so we bring Christ with us as we gather together in His name.
当我们奉他的名聚集的时候，我们就能够带着基督的同在和性情。
And so we become this every joint that supplies.
那我们就能够来百节各按其职。
And this causes the growth of the body.For the edifying of itself.
来彼此相助，便叫身体增长，在爱中来彼此建造。
So this morning, we have been sharing together on Haggai's first prophetic message.
所以早上我们是借着哈该的第一个预言在这里来分享。
And we know the work of done on the house of the God ceased for at least 15 years.
我们知道神的工作停止15年有余。
The remnant forgot about the sole reason why their hearts were stirred to return to Jerusalem.
当时的渔民，他们甚至忘记了自己的心是曾经如何被挑起回到这里要重建圣殿。
They forgot about what was on the Lord's heart.
他们也忘记了神的心是怎样。
The Lord wanted to dwell with His people.
神要与他的子民同居。
The Lord wanted to have His testimony expressed through the house of God.
神也愿他的同在借着圣殿能够彰显出来。
So this is why He raised up the prophets.
这就是为什么他兴起了先知。
And we in Haggai's first message, we see God's desire for His house.
在哈该所讲的第一篇信息里面，我们看到主向着他的殿有怎样的心意。
His house was to be the place where He may take pleasure in it, and where He would be glorified.
讲到他的殿是让他的心能够得着满足，让他得着荣耀的地方。
The house of God is Christ and the church, the people of God gather in His name.
那讲到他的殿，就是主并他的儿女能够在他的名下一同的相聚。
So our Lord is building His church today.
今天主仍在建造他的教会。
And He reminds us that His priority should be our priority.
他也提醒我们，他心中的他的心愿应该成为我们生活的重点。
And He reminds us to consider our ways.
他也提醒我们要来省察自己的行为。
And we are to set our hearts on His desire.
让我们把我们的心思放在他心所愿的事上。
And as we consider, we move forward in the direction He leads us.
当我们来思想的时候，愿他带领我们照着他的方向来前进。
Then the Lord commands us to go up to the mountains.
然后他就让我们上山。
We may become that material for the house of God.
好叫我们能够成为能为主所用建造圣殿的材料。
We spend time in the inner chamber beholding him in his word and prayer.
让我们进入内室，能够在他的同在里边来读他的话，来向他祷告。
As we behold him, we are transformed from glory to glory.
当我们来仰望他的时候，愿我们能够也被改变，荣上加荣。
And out of that comes material for the house of God.
借着这样的一些，愿他能够得着来建造圣殿的材料。
And out of that, the New Jerusalem is built.
并且借此，我们也看到新耶路撒冷能够被建造。
And so this house of God to be made ready.It is the work of the Holy Spirit in the believers.
所以是圣灵要在我们里边来预备神的圣殿。
And so the Holy Spirit works to increase Christ in our lives.
圣灵就在我们里面来工作，让基督慢慢在我们里面成型。
And this also applies to us as we gather together corporately.
那当我们在团体里相聚的时候，也同样适用。
It is the Holy Spirit through the ministry of the body that makes us ready of.That makes ready the house of God for His return.
就是当我们聚集的时候，圣灵在我们里面来做工，让我们能够预备等候主的再来。
And He builds His church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail.
那他要建造他的教会，阴间的权柄必不胜过他。
And finally, I want to conclude with this thought.
那最后结束的时候，我要请大家同我一同思想。
So in Haggai 1:12, it says the remnant obey the voice of the Lord their God and the words of Haggai the prophet.
那在哈该第一章第十二节那里讲到，剩下的百姓都听从耶和华他们神的话和先知哈该奉耶和华他们神所差来说的话。
What was the result of them obeying the prophet's word?
他们如此顺服先知的话，最后带来怎样的结果呢？
So the result was that the house of God was completed in 5 years.
那结果就是神的殿在五年之后就成就了。
And then 500 years later, we see a rebuilt Bethlehem, that is a populated city.
在五百年之后，我们就看到这个被重建的伯利恒，它已经成为一个人口繁茂的城市。
We see the Jerusalem, rebuilt and populated.
我们也看到耶路撒冷被重建，得以在里边充满了人。
And then we saw Mary and Joseph, who are the descendants of Zerubbabel.
我们也看到玛利亚和约瑟，他们都是所罗巴伯的后代。
So the people's obedience paved the way for the Lord to come that first time.
当时渔民他们的顺服，为着主第一次的来到预备了道路。
So this is what the Lord is calling us today.
所以这是主今天向着我们的呼召。
He's calling us to obey Him through this call to consider our ways.
他呼召我们能够来听从他的提醒，让我们来省察自己的行为。
And so we are to obey his voice, so out of it, we may be prepared for his return.
让我们能够来向他的话语有所回应，好叫他能够让我们预备他的再来。
And so he will prepare the church to be his bride to the glory of God.
也让他能够预备他的教会，成为他的心腹，为着神得着荣耀。
So to conclude, let's sing this Blue Book song.218. Give us vision.
那结束的时候，请我们一同来唱蓝本诗歌218首，给我意象，赐我意象。